This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 143 for Friday, November 15th. I'm Adam Pilashotti. Day Ice Futures canola market is bouncing back on Friday morning, supported by vegetable oils. Malaysian palm oil is rising sharply, while Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are also making substantial gains. However, waning Chinese demand, fears of a surplus, and a stronger U.S. dollar are pulling back crude oil prices. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 264,500 tons of canola were exported during the weekend of November 10th, up from 204,100 tons the previous week. So far this marketing year, 3.365 million tons were exported, compared to 1.65 million last year. The Canadian dollar is down 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The January canola contract is up $7.50 per ton at $635.10. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.315 million tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the weekend of November 7th, near the lower end of trade expectations, down 53% from the previous week and down 52% from the four-week average. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said 1.113 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day on average during the weekend of November 8th, an all-time record and up 8,000 barrels per day from the previous week. However, ethanol stocks were only up 19,000 barrels at 22.039 million. The December corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.20. 1.555 million tons of U.S. soybeans were sold for export, mostly to China, during the weekend of November 7th, down 24% from the previous week and the four-week average. In addition, 302,400 tons of soy meal and 16,500 tons of soy oil were also sold for export. The USDA also reported a private export sale of 176,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Conab raised its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 90,000 tons at 166.14 million. The January soybean contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.97. 380,100 tons of U.S. wheat were sold for export during the weekend of November 7th, up 1% from the previous week. The CGC reported 521,100 tons of Canadian wheat were exported during the weekend of November 10th, compared to 471,100 tons 1 week earlier. So far this marketing year, 5.482 million tons were shipped, while 5.513 million were shipped 1 year ago. France's Ag Ministry said seeding for its winter wheat crop was 78% complete, compared to the five-year average of 83%. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.35. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.37. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.71. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, November 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pilashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.